Hello, yes, sir. What is your name?
Miguel Arredondo.
Okay, who's going to? Okay.
Are you here for Arredondo, man?
Yes.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Cabanas is going to conduct the hearing at this time, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Miguel Arredondo, 190333.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 25th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney or hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us as this is a telephone hearing, but in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay, thank you.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in, and I believe you have two supporters or one supporter? Okay. Two supporters in the room, so I need to swear you all in along with our Community Corrections Officer. So, Mr. Arredondo?
Yes, sir.
Is it Galvez?
Galvez.
Are you the one speaking?
Yes, I'm
okay. And Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Arredondo, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Sir, when I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, I will begin phase one of this hearing. Hold on a second, sir. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest.
Okay.
According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about September 4th, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated September 5th, 2018. Mr. Arredondo, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on about September 4th, 2018, for the task lab report dated September 5th, 2018. Mr. Arredondo, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And allegation number three, violation of condition number 12, as demonstrated by your failure to enter, participate, and complete the 90-day ITH program at the Maricopa Reentry Center, 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about September 27th, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Arredondo, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Arredondo's submission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Is Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Arredondo, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Arredondo was released from ABC custody on 5/18/2018 and arrested on 1/6/2019 by the Gilbert Police Department. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 1/6/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 8/28/2019 with 101 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, promoting prison contraband, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, armed robbery, 5 years. 2011, aggravated assault, 7 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he is a suspected member of the STG New Mexico Mafia Arizona and self-admitted to being a member of the Criminal Street Gang Southside Chandler. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, absconded 29 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant with violence promoting contraband and drugs noted. Other arrests, 2004, forgery, Arizona unknown. He has a GV score of G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Just 1 second. Okay, Mr. Arredondo, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved placement at 505 East Chandler Boulevard, Unit Number 43 in Chandler, where the placements were approved by your parole officer. Sir, were you missing from community supervision for 101 days? Where were you living after that?
I was going back and forth to my mother's and my fiance's.
Okay. And that first address, you said between your mother's and your fiance's, who lives at 505 East Chandler Boulevard?
Excuse me?
Who lives at 505 East Chandler Boulevard?
My mother.
Okay. So you were spending your time between that address and your fiance's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir, because they're sick and I needed to help them with their medication.
Okay, sir. We don't have any indication that you were working during that time, so did you work?
Yes, for landscaping.
Well, it's good to hear that you were productive. Were you able to get enough work landscaping?
Excuse me?
Were you able to get enough work landscaping?
Can you please repeat that again, sir?
Were you able to get enough work landscaping?
Off and on.
Okay.
Sometimes I would and sometimes I wouldn't be able to.
Okay. We have programming notes that you were referred to task for random year analysis, assigned with the color code peach. And
yes.
You were responsible for submitting samples. So on June 27th, 2018, we had a positive for opiates and THC. July of 2018, you had a negative. On September 4th, 2018, you had a positive for methamphetamine and THC. And then on September 20th, no sample was collected. On June 6th, 2018, you were referred to the MRT Cognitive Behavioral Treatment Program at CHC for anger management and substance abuse. You failed to attend the following classes on June 13th, June 28th, July 19th, and that you did not complete the program. So why didn't you complete the program, sir?
My parole officer knew that I would always have my fiance, because Right now she's on dialysis and I always helped her out with the medication. And also my mother, she drinks like 37 different pills plus her insulin. So she told us, you know, because I admitted to my flaws and my mistakes. I acknowledged them. So she told my family that I would be there for 30 days, then I could go back with them to help them out with the medication. And when I got to that program, they switched it to 90 days, but I was going to be in sanctions for 2 months, which is dead time, plus then I would get switched to the 90-day program, so pretty much I was going to be there for 5 months. And when I went in there, I wouldn't do opiums every day. I mean, I did it like twice while I was out there from the stress and all that, and I know that was it wasn't a good choice. And when I went in there, I would smoke marijuana, and when I went in there, I didn't have an addiction, but from all the stress about my family and stuff, I would only get one phone call for 5 minutes every Friday, and somebody ended up having opium in there, and I ended up coming out hooked on opium when I left from that program. So from the stress and everything, and I know it wasn't a good choice, but from the stress and everything, I needed to be there for my family. So I signed up for the methadone clinic, and I left from the methadone clinic to be there for my family. And that was what I did, and that was the reason why I did it.
Okay, I think you've already answered some of the questions I usually ask. I think this is why you broke off contact with your parole officer, correct? Because
yes,
you
yes, sir.
Wanted to be with your family and take care of your family, right?
Yes, sir.
What caused the Gilbert Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested for your absconder warrant?
Well, like I said, my wife's kidneys are bad. Like right now, I have to find a donor for a kidney. And so that day, I had two friends visiting me at my mother's, and she started having kidney pain. So I asked one of them if he could drive us to Banner Hospital because my wife couldn't drive. So he said he would drive us. I thought he had a license. Turned out he didn't have a license. And I noticed that they stopped off at a store. I was with my wife in the back seat of the car, trying to comfort her. And I don't know what happened at the store or whatever, but when we left the store, they got pulled over. When they got pulled over, it took them a little bit to pull over. Then he finally pulls over, and turns out he didn't have a license. So when they pulled him over, I guess one of them stole something from a Kohl's, but I was too worried about my wife, and I was just trying to get her back in the hospital. So I don't know what they really did or what happened, but I asked them for a ride, and we never made it to the hospital.
Okay, because you were stopped by the police?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And when I was stopped by the police, I gave them my name, and I told them that I might have a warrant. You know what I mean? So they let me talk to my wife, and then they booked me.
And was your wife able to make it to the hospital?
I don't know to this day.
Okay. I'm going to ask the phone board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. So I'm going to ask your supporter if she wants to come to the front of the hearing room.
Excuse me?
I'm going to ask your supporter to come to the front of the hearing room, Mr.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Now, keep in mind, you can't communicate with Mr. Arredondo through... directly. So I don't want any cross-communication. He has to talk to the board, and you need to talk to us. But if you can state your name, ma'am.
Lauren Hernandez.
And what would you like to share with the board today?
I'm going to ask the board to please give me some chance that I feel we can come home. I feel we can trump down on stage 4. Regarding the 2 million trump size. 2 million trump size, 2 million 7. My son is not in his ADHD. I'm the only one that I'm trying beside my mother-in-law. I do need to go home, and I can't do it myself.
Okay.
And I do need it.
Well, thank you for sharing with the board, and please, I'm sorry to hear that you having these big health struggles. It sounds very challenging.
I'm 28, so it's hard.
We certainly feel for you. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for me? Any questions from fellow board members? Thank you, ma'am. Okay, Mr. Arredondo, is there, we're getting close to the, pardon me, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? But before we do, hold on one second, sir. Our committee corrections officer wants to add some information. Yes, Mr.
Yes, Turner. I want to read a couple of notes from OMS. On 10-2-2018, Cecil Osgood had contact with the offender's girlfriend over the weekend. She stated that she was not aware the offender had taken off from CMC. She stated that if he makes contact with her, she will have him return to the facility. CCO has not received any calls from the offender's girlfriend. On 10-2018, CCO Osgood had contact with the sponsor, Maria Arasso Osorio. She stated that she has not seen the offender since he left to go into the MRC facility. She has not heard from him at all.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, sir, going back to you on the phone. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you would like us to know or understand, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just stay on the phone and listen in, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. For the board members, I certainly feel for their situation. This is unfortunate. Obviously, Ms. Galvez has some serious health problems and some challenges. And I recognize that Mr. Arredondo was trying to help the situation, but not to be cold or cruel, what we're confronted with today is independent of that. Mr. Arredondo was already dealing with a prison sentence inside the Department of Corrections. He was released on community supervision automatically under the Truth in Sentencing Guidelines, and he did not adhere to his conditions, in particular by absconding for 101 days and also relapsing into some drug use, not to mention that we looked at the whole of the case and it would seem that he was not able to stay on community supervision and he absconded on a previous occasion. And so I take no pleasure in this, but I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but that's where we get the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board of order number 2018-W2891, our discussion with Mr. Arredondo, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal measure company, inasmuch as he absconded for 101 days in which we could not monitor his activity in the community, and he relapsed into drug use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Arredondo, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on August 28, 2019. I recognize that may not sound very encouraging, but it is less than 7 months away. So we encourage you to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We hope that you'll be able to return and serve your family. You'll be free and clear when you come out. you won't have to deal with these conditions, and you can pursue your own interests, in particular, serving your family. So we do wish you a safe and sober return to the community. We recognize you've had some struggles with drugs, so please seek any programming or group sessions, AA or NA, that's available to you.
I'm on you, sir.
Okay, well, then this will bring our hearing to a close, and I want to thank my fellow board members, and thank you for appearing today, Ms. Calvez.